Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Thursday at supper, the 9th of September, 71. Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Thursday at supper, the 9th of September, 71. Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Thursday at supper, the 9th of September, 71.
Channel 2 Right.
Some cold, some that they couldn't get.
Well, I think the rain's about over now.
Yep.
I wonder, it's standing out there. It must have rained right this morning. Still noisy, isn't it?
Yeah, still dripping.
Still dripping.
Yeah.
It sounds good. It stopped raining. It's just dripping. I'm worried when you're home or not, but I let my room window down, the wind ring down next to the wind, next to the chimney.
So it didn't seem to be a blowing rain.
They probably had that one up, so now it's just about getting Frank in and then some supper fix.
Oh,
yeah.
Frankie gonna stay with her or eat supper with her tonight?
Sure, get down to the house.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Lamar, did Mama eat any of them? Well, yeah, you know when you left her this morning, she was just drinking a coffee. And that was around 10 o'clock and eating a silk. So you don't know if she's eating them or not. She's taking the medicine. I got someone to take 3 times a day.
Is it making you eat any better? Do you feel like you're eating any better?
No.
Not much.
Well, Miss Chitty, you look mighty well. I don't know what you live on. If anybody hadn't been told that you had been to the hospital, it'd be hard for them to believe it.
Well, you all may be joking. They think I'm joking. But the first day I went to wash my face and hands in the basin, you know, I haven't looked up in the glass. Gosh, I says, that's not me, is it?
Yeah.
I had lost so much weight.
Yeah.
No color, I ain't got none now. I just appeared in the sheet. I said, gosh.
How long had you been feeling poorly, Miss Jenny?
Well, long time. I wouldn't give in.
Month or two?
Just about all of June, July.
All summer? Yeah.
Oh, you see, I have a touch of asthma.
Mm-hmm.
And if that goes to showing up and peaking up, I get the coughing, and that goes with asthma, coughing.
I can't see you, all this lights sticking up there.
I sometimes wonder if you ain't got a tape record here somewhere taking down everything I say so you can turn it on and listen.
We would really have a good talk, wouldn't we?
I like Mr. Miles loves to hear me tell about old time things.
And he loves to hear Mother talk about it, and we all do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't love to think about it myself, old times much. But he likes it.
Just like taking a child down and telling him bedtime stories.
Yeah, bedtime stories.
I like to hear any good talk, you know, whether it's old times or new times or whatever times it is. I tell you, I love to, Willie knows a lot of things. I've heard him tell some right interesting things. Do you ever hear him telling my talk much?
Yes. Don't come around much.
He got too much fencing on, hadn't he?
I answered the phone this morning and he called. Hello, Mama. Mama, is that you? How you feeling? First time he heard me on the phone. You
know. Oh.
Since I'd come in from the hospital. I couldn't hear too good. But this morning just says, Claire, I heard you. Heard you, Claire.
Yeah.
All this weather and all. Working up like it does.
You know, Ms. Chitty, a lot of times we have people out here and all they do is just, they talk just silly talk. And we like to hear people. We just enjoy hearing you talk. We enjoy hearing Mother talk. We enjoy hearing good talk.
Yeah.
And there's a difference in people who just sit around and chit-chat is what we call it.
Willie came over here, used to come over here, and he and Sybil came over here, and I'd hope they'd come back.
I'll let you take it back with you.
But they got so, Willie has been so busy since he got that works up there in town.
I'm the jail boy in it.
That I never get to see him anymore. He got to work up there, and then he got to come home and keep his place going.
Come home, eat a bite of breakfast, I reckon, and take a, just say hello, Sib, where are you going? A good morning, Sib.
Yeah.
Sib, he
calls us
Sib.
Yeah.
There's some other name he calls on. Have enjoyed my supper.
You did all right.
Wonderfully. I couldn't eat it all.
But you did pretty
well. Told you not to put too much in my face.
You did really
didn't
well.
Didn't I, Mr. Martin?
Yes, sir, I heard you say that.
The only thing I promised when I brought her away was...
Maybe I'll
get back full dark.
Get back full dark.
Well, and that you keep your eyes on the road. And
why don't you mother come ride over?
Well, we've ridden over once. We'll let Guy ride you back.
Well, I don't know whether I can hold him up or not.
He'll behave.
He
scared me the other night. Riding along, then you look across over there, and Miss Chitty's showing to me, you go right across. I just sit there. Oh, it was she knew the Toyota was on the wrong on the wrong side.
He's a fine driver. You just don't have to worry at all. If he takes off across the field, he'll come back.
I don't drive too far, because I got so I don't pay much attention.
Now he can see all right in the distance. He's a good driver he's a good driver. I'm the one that has to be very careful, you know. He a little close
like
up.
He was today.
Yeah, I'm always careful.
It's the best place she intended to come on the road that she intended to come back on. It had to go down and come out by the shallow chair.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we were talking. We were having such a good time talking.
Well, she just come off Willis Road, as we call it, so now it's just turned my Willis back out. She said, oh, she says, I'm fast, Mother.
Well,
just a little past it, and we decided we'd come on.
Back and back while you just go ahead and come on
around. Jenny, Mother, and Mr. Miles, all three come and go over there, and we're cleaning up a big place on the table, and let's play cards.
Oh, yeah.
We put in the evening.
I've been thinking about that. I think I'll make a game when I go home and play it with the grandchildren, like you say you do.
No, I learned pretty near our mind there, numbers, though.
Learn them to count.
Yes. Learn them to count. I
couldn't do much. Grandma, I want another one.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, you'll have to wait till we can find it.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma, I want another five. But you just have to wait till we can find it.
How many do you deal out at first?
I started out with them. Five
apiece. Just
five apiece, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it takes so long to get through that
300.
Yeah.
And last night, the last, well, we didn't play the whole thing all the way through that way. We played one game. I counted that 45, I believe it was, and then 35 or something. Anyway, if we got through with that game, pile them all up again. I said, how you want to pray this time, Marty? How many? She reached over. She said, I think I'll take that. Maybe 65 or something. I don't know. Anyway, I went, yeah, one of mine was 95. No, my first one was 87 that I had to take and put in the. Well, I counted me out 87. Then we got them all together then.
Guy, you ought to see that new refrigerator over there. And you know they've got a, you've got a.
He sat down on the porch the other night and looked at it, sitting there wrapped up in them bedspreads.
That's right.
Like he thought it was going on that.
That's a nice refrigerator. And that back door has a nice window in it.
Oh,
has
it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you got it in, the, operating it now?
Yes, but it ain't operating like it ought to. I think it's trying to cross talk at the same time. Up in the upper part, it's about thick with moist frosting.
Yeah.
And down underneath, over the freezer drawer, it's drip, 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 drip. Margaret may go by and see Mr. Goldman about it today, and he'll probably show her on one like we've got, you see. She can come home and adjust it like it ought to be.
Oh, yeah.
She talked to him, and they were to come out, but they hadn't come before I left. And Frankie and Lehman were there. I guess they could tend to him when they got down, if they come.
That's got a good freezer in it, too, up above.
Yes. I'm afraid that when we do get corrected and everything working right with it, it's going to freeze up on you sometime. Frosted, you know what I mean? Needs to be defrosted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Margaret, she poor thing. She wants to do, and she is so slow about getting these things done. Now she'll start out in the morning. She says, I'm going to get up in the morning just as soon as I get so and so tended to, and Betty Ann gets off to school. I'm going to clean up what few dishes I've got. Don't have nothing laying there to bother me, worry me about. Now I'm going to get down and I'm going to wash. I'm going to throw out on the line so they can get dry before then. Sometime it's 11 o'clock before the child ever gets the first garment in the washing machine.
Well, now, that sounds like me. I try my best to get things going early, and I don't know. I'm always running behind.
I got up earlier this morning, and I've been getting up. Been being 9:30, 10:30 before I get out.
Oh, you really sleep late then.
Well, I don't go to bed sometimes 2 o'clock.
Yeah. But you didn't always sleep till 9 o'clock.
Well, no, ma'am, if I stayed up to 2 o'clock, and Pearl had to get up when the clock hit four.
Four.
4 o'clock.
My goodness, I couldn't. Maybe be in the winter, it'd be so cold.
So cold, yeah.
Frankie'd go out to feed up. Get up. All right. Mammy, get up. Now it's time to get up. Yeah. Got a fire built? Yeah, there's one in there in the fireplace. We didn't use electric blankets. Blankets act long then. We didn't have electric lights.
No.
But when he died, our bedroom was where the dining room is now. And the partition that went through, that hallway was supposed to be a living room. And that was the end bedroom for the boys that wanted to sleep. And then across here was the dining room. Back here was the kitchen. And on that end down there was Frankie's room. And so it was always whenever he'd get up, build a fire. All right, Mammy, get up. Got a good fire built in there. Might fall down on the floor. Always they fall. Fire fall on the floor, I'd hit the floor about as quick as you got the word.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen one house burn down. Another one.
So he knew how to get you out of bed.
Well, I knew I had to get up and get thin. But after he died, of course, I'd get up and get the boys off to work, too. Six lunches for them. Play tricks on them, though. I said, all right, now if you boys want breakfast in the morning, you better get in here and build a fire for me to get up by.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And he hit me a bum bum on the side of the wall. Martin? Come here and build a fire. Why can't Monroe Frankie go in there and build it? I reckon you can come right straight across. They'd have to come around through 2-3 doors to get you. Yep, but in the winter time when it's real cold and going hunting, you know, they'd have their friends coming in. They'd get up pretty early and build a fire. And they'd ask me, I'd have to lean over my head, and I never could lay my head covered up summer nor winter. Just smother myself, and I couldn't lay on my left side because I couldn't breathe good. And I'd have to lean and keep my hand kind of up this way, cover up over me. And boys come in, and some of them get a little tip. And the weather didn't care what they were saying. So the next night, I told Martin, as when you all go in hunting again, I says, please tell the boys and the men folks to mind how they talk, because you've got a mother laying over them in that bed. And going like blighting birds and jackdaws and everything else. I can't sleep. I said, I had to keep covered up then. You're smothered to death. And it's too early for me to get up. So, next time they come, and I want them.
Here comes our ride.
Oh, you got a ride?
Yeah.
Well,
fight, we've got a friend.
Fight to get my breath. I was like, who's bleeding over there? Who's bleeding over there? Says,
don't come in.
Says that's my mother, and I want you to be careful how you talk.
They couldn't remember that, could they?
They were drinking. That's the first time you had to calm down and drinking.
Oh, really?
Martin says, she says she wants to share cursing and this drinking cutter. So I either have to stay outside in the cold or else come in and act like a giant.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to have her outside of bed just have you all come in here and sit by the side and talk like you then. So,
yeah.
So she done told me now. So I'm going to tell you. You need to make it go. Oh, wait. They cramped my toe.
We'll let them clear out. And before we try to make a move, we gonna get home way before dark tonight, Miss Judy. That's gonna be nice, isn't it? Jeanette, Jeanette Zetrow.
She's Chitty now.
Yes. Now, she grew up just down the road from you, didn't she?
Well, she grew up down there on a home place there with father and mother.
Yes.
Built them up. He first started out his store in a horse stable.
Oh, really?
Weatherboard did up around and started out his little store and a stable, stall. You know what stable stall is.
Sure.
And he got to doing so well, he had him another store bill.
Yeah.
And he's made money enough in that store, and made money enough in that store to build to three more, I reckon.
But
so,
now he's got that store there, and he doesn't do a thing with it.
I think he probably takes things where he's got
Miss Chitty?
Yeah.
Brent has come and wants me to go with him out a little while, and I may see you again. So I leave, so don't, you be good, I know.
Okay.
You will, you be good,
you
and I'll
Miles
send Charles
come over and spend the day with me.
Well, that'll just be fine, maybe
and
if
bring
we could,
Miles along.
No, bring him, he if won't go behave, anywhere.
If you behave yourself.
Yes, I'll behave, maybe he'll behave when he comes with us. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay,
we'll
see, he'll take care of you and drive
you just
home
stay
now.
Right there until all this rain stops, Miss Chitty.
Well, we might as well go on too.
Well, you
yep.
Got it.
Yeah. We get
we'll
get ourselves organized. Let me see if
there's channel 2 right around 300 or a little better. And the end of the visit with Miss Chitty this Thursday night, the 9th of September, 71, with Mamu and Miss Chitty. Channel 2 right around 300. And the end of the visit with Miss Chitty this Thursday at supper, the 9th of September, 1971. Channel 2 right, around 300. And the end of the visit with Miss Chitty this Thursday at supper, the 9th of September, 71.
Please, sure, it's my, they,